It's beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, that's Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week we will begin a new series, O Foolish Man, Who Hath Bewitched You? We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Johnny Ray Watson with It Is Well With My Soul, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Yeah. is well with my soul.
Today we're going to be looking at what I am convinced is one of the more important issues of the entire Bible. And if you don't understand what I'm talking to you about today, you're not going to understand anything. But if you do understand it, well, praise God for you. You're going to understand almost everything in the Bible. And you're going to have pleasure reading the Word of God. It's going to be a great joy to you and a wonderful blessing. Now see, there I come offering a blessing to you. How many are going to refuse a blessing? I'm not going to refuse any. I need all the blessing I can get. And so today I want to take you to the book of Galatians in the Bible, where we're going to study something, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be powerful. And I think possibly, unless you've really been studying this, it's going to, you're going to have some, what do you call that? Illumination? I know I'm a little dangerous talking about becoming illuminated, but there's nothing wrong with the word illuminated. I don't mean Illuminati, but, you know, God is the light and He dispels the darkness. He wants you to come into His light and to know the knowledge that He has for you. I mean, it's amazing to me when a person comes to know Jesus Christ and is born again, John 3, in spirit and in truth, he just wakes up. He's awakened to so many things. Life becomes new for him. I know I was awakened at one time in my life, and boy, you know, like the light bulb just comes on. You know, Edison and Tesla together standing right beside you to inspire you. Well, today we're going to be talking about faith and the covenant. Now, before you say, oh, no, those are old issues. I mean, I'm going to get bored. No, you're not going to get bored. Get out a pencil and paper. Or a pen and paper. Write some things down. You're going to enjoy it. First of all, I want to take you to Galatians chapter 3. Now let's go to chapter 2. That's where the fun starts. Because Paul had just straight-laced some of the other disciples. He had given a tongue lashing to the other disciples because they just weren't acting right. You know, they did what the Gentiles do. They ate their dinners with the Gentiles, but as soon as the other Jews came around, suddenly they couldn't eat with the Gentiles anymore. Okay? And he says, when I saw, Paul says in verse 14 of Galatians 2, when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compelleth thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? He says, why are you compelling the Gentiles to live like the Jews? Why do you want the Gentiles to be like the Jews? That's what Paul said. You know, many in the Messianic so-called Christian Judaize movement, they want to bring people into Judaism, and they want to give you all the festivals and all the, they want you to observe different days and this and that, and that learn about this shawl and the yarmulke, and you've got to, they want you to call their minister a rabbi, and they want you to become a Jew, don't they? Well, Paul said to Peter, he said, I could see they weren't walking right. They weren't walking upright after the gospel. And I said, why are you compelling the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? Boy, that's a question that ought to be asked everywhere today. I mean, you go to Christian churches and they want you to be a Jew. Today we're going to blow the shofar, you know, the horn, and we're going to do all these Jewish things. We're going to do the hatikvah dancing. Do-do-do-do. You know, all this stuff. We're going to learn about the old tabernacle, and we're going to do all these things and blah, blah. We're going to be Jews, basically. And I know a pastor that, I mean, I would tune on the television just to see what he was preaching on Sunday morning from home, and he preached on the Old Testament every week. Well, you know, we got a New Testament too, a New Covenant, but he learned in his people, they only knew about David and Solomon, and I mean, those are okay, but we've already had our teacher come. You know, when you're just milling around in the classroom and you're sitting around shooting the breeze, you're waiting on your teacher. You really can't start instruction. But when the teacher comes, he pulls out the book and he starts teaching you from it. You better start taking notes. You better start paying attention. Well, Jesus Christ is our teacher and he came. And you better get with the Gospels all the way to Revelation. You better know what the New Testament says. That's first. The Old Testament, absolutely. But my goodness, most people don't even know the New Testament. They don't know one thing about it. That's where I have all my troubles from people. They talk about Israel. Well, are you talking about the physical Israel or the spiritual Israel? Well, I'm just talking about Israel. No, you're not. You're talking about the physical. Well, I suppose so. And they get it all mixed up. Friends, if you don't know the difference between physical Israel and spiritual Israel, You're lost. Now, what Paul says is this in verse 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Get it? Now, right away he says, you've got to know that a man is not justified. You're not saved. You're not on your way to glory by the law. That was the old Mosaic covenant. They had all these laws. Do this, do that. Taste this, taste that. Don't do this, don't do that. Then they added on all their manly things too that they should never have added. And so badly that Jesus said, you have for your religion, he told the Jews, you have for your religion the traditions of men rather than of God. And today they have the Babylonian Talmud written by the rabbis. That's what they study. They don't even study in their yeshivas, their religious academies. They don't even study the Old Testament. The Jews only study the works of men. Well, this Bible I've got in my hand right now has an Old and New Testament. It's the study of God's Word. That's what you want to know, friends. I have a whole library here full of men's words. Some are true, some are not, some are half true. Some, you know, propaganda. Some are just lies. And some are true, but they're just man's word. I want to know God's word. That's first. Don't you? A man is not justified by the works of the law. The law never saved anybody. What, Tex? You mean all those Jews died? They lived in vain? They studied under the law. Now, the law was a nice pattern of things, but it was flawed, the Bible says. Jesus came and brought a better covenant. The law never saved a person. It was a template that God used. And then finally, he gave us the real thing. It was just a shadow. You know, one time I took a college class, and my textbook, I was the professor, and the textbook didn't come in time. We ordered a textbook and they didn't send it in time. And I had to teach four or five classes without a textbook. And I tried, you know, I had my textbook, but the students didn't have one. I tried to give them good notes and make sure they followed me. But I know it was difficult. They didn't have a textbook. Then we got the textbook and everything was righted. I gave them each a copy and showed them where we were. And, you know, we sort of got back on target there. Well, Jesus came and he brought his textbook. before that, it was just you're sort of taking notes and trying to learn and all that. But Jesus brought the real thing. He is the real thing. By the works of the law, it says here in verse 16, shall no flesh be justified. There has never been a human being on this entire planet that has been saved by works, by doing the works of the law. I say that on the authority of God. Never has a man been saved by just performing the works of the law. Now, the Jewish law currently has 613 laws in their halakha, their Talmud. And if it were possible to even know all those 613, to study all of them for years, and try your best to perform them, you couldn't do it. Let me explain something to you, friends. It was because some men had the faith of Abraham that they were justified. That's right. They had the faith of Abraham. Abraham himself had faith. And faith, boy, that covers a lot of things. He was saved because of his faith. He didn't have a Bible. He didn't have a book. It was written on his heart what he was to do. Just like Christians today. But we also have this Bible. But if I didn't have this Bible, I would still be a good Christian because I have the Holy Spirit in me, guiding me, writing in my heart, telling me what to say, what to do, how to behave. Isn't that wonderful? You can go to the darkest part of Africa and preach to a man of Jesus, and he's not going to tell you, well, I'd like to know about that Bible. I want to be saved. If he wants to be saved, tell him about Jesus Christ and what Jesus did for him, and pray with him the sinner's prayer, and he'll accept Jesus. And the man has never read from the Bible in his entire life. Did you understand that? He accepts Jesus. He's just as much a Christian as you are. He's never read from a Bible in his whole life, never even seen one, maybe. But if I were you, I'd give him one as soon as I could. That'll bless him greatly to have the Bible. If they put me on a desert island or put me in the darkest dungeon and said, you've got just one book that you can have in here, I'd say, well, praise God. I've got everything. I've got everything. Give me the Bible. They said, well, that's two books, the Old and the New Testament. Which one do you want? I say, give me the New Testament. That's the one where Jesus comes. That's the one where Jesus tells us what we're to do. Give me that one. And if they gave me that one, well, I'd just sort of, you know, sit on my jail cell all day long, praising God, reading the Bible. Wouldn't bother me to be in jail. Wouldn't bother me at all. Now, think about that. The grace of God is what saves you. That's what saved Abraham. And it saves every person. If you have the faith of Abraham today, you come to know Jesus Christ. And that's why in verse 29, Galatians chapter 3, it says, and if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You're the seed of Abraham. You're an heir of God according to the promise. What promise? Heavenly Jerusalem. You have a kingdom. You have been translated into the kingdom already. A lot of people say, oh, the kingdom is coming. The kingdom of God is coming. I beg to differ with you, friend. It's already here. And if you know Jesus, you're already in the kingdom. There are two kingdoms right here. The kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God. If you know Jesus Christ, if you've got the faith of faithful Abraham, then you're Abraham's seed. And you're an heir to the promise given Abraham. He was given a promise, and you likewise have a promise. And that's the only way you'll receive heaven. No Jew can receive heaven through the Old Testament, through the Old Covenant. It's flawed. It's vanished. It's gone. But Jesus brought a new and better covenant.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.